You know, one thing that fascinates me about digital marketing is how the smallest details can make the biggest impact. Have you ever wondered why some websites seem to dominate search results while others struggle to get noticed?
Absolutely. And one of those critical details that often gets overlooked is internal linking. It's fascinating because it's like creating a roadmap within your website that guides both users and search engines to your most valuable content.
Right. Can you explain what exactly internal links are and why they're so important for visibility?
Think of internal links as the secret passages in a big house. You've got four main types: navigation links, which are like your main hallways; contextual links, which are like hidden doors in your walls; footer links, which are like basement doors; and anchor links, which are like secret slides taking you to specific spots on a page.
That's a great analogy. How do these different types of links impact SEO?
Well, they each serve unique purposes. Navigation links help users find main sections. Contextual links are the most powerful for SEO because they provide relevance and context. Footer links help search engines understand site structure. And anchor links improve user experience in long-form content.
That makes a ton of sense. You know, I've heard some pretty impressive success stories about internal linking. Got any concrete examples?
Actually, yes. There's this fascinating case study from Spencer Hawes of Niche Pursuits. He added 108 links across 47 orphaned pages over 3 months, and the results were incredible. 76.6% of those posts increased their Google rankings, while only 8.5% saw a slight decline.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to boost your online visibility and build authority in your niche? Meet Ampifier, your next-generation content marketing solution. With partnerships across 300-plus reputable news sites and social media channels, Ampifier helps companies of all sizes increase their organic traffic through partially automated, omni-channel distribution. Visit Ampifier.com to learn more about transforming your digital presence today.
And we're back. So, how has AI changed the approach to internal linking?
You know, it's really revolutionized the process. Tools like ChatGPT can now analyze content and identify natural linking opportunities that we might miss manually. It can suggest relevant anchor text, analyze keyword relationships, and even help rewrite content to better incorporate links.
I hear Link Whisper is another popular tool. How does it compare to ChatGPT?
Yeah, they're actually quite different, but complementary. Link Whisper is specifically designed for WordPress and costs about $77 for a single site. It automatically suggests internal links as you write. ChatGPT, on the other hand, is more versatile, but requires more manual implementation. Many SEO professionals actually use both: Link Whisper for day-to-day WordPress content and ChatGPT for more complex linking strategies.
That's fascinating. What would you say are the three most important best practices for internal linking?
First, you want to produce quality, linkable content. That's your foundation. Second, choose strategic anchor text that's descriptive and includes relevant keywords naturally. And third, create deep website links rather than just linking to your homepage or main categories.
Definitely makes sense. How can someone get started with using AI for internal linking today?
Well, you'll want to start by gathering your existing content and identifying potential linking opportunities. Then, you can use ChatGPT to analyze your content for natural linking points and generate keyword-relevant suggestions. The key is maintaining relevance and natural integration. You never want links to feel forced.
Have you seen any common mistakes people make with internal linking?
Oh, gosh, yeah. The biggest one is probably using the same anchor text for different pages. That just confuses search engines. Another is going overboard with the number of links. You want to maintain a natural link density that serves your readers, not overwhelm them.
For our listeners who want to learn more about optimizing their website's visibility through strategic content marketing, where should they go?
I definitely recommend checking out Ampifier at the link in the description. They've got some great resources and tools to help businesses maximize their online presence through content marketing and distribution.
Thank you for sharing all these valuable insights today. This has been incredibly informative.
Thanks for having me. It's been great discussing how we can all make our websites work smarter, not harder.